Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now this is a song that I'm familiar with. I know it and love it. God, man. This, even just hearing this brings me back. I got to tell you just quickly. I remember, like, my father playing on his record player.
Yeah.
We used to have, like, this orange carpet when I was a kid.
Oh, from the, right from the 70s?
Yeah,
late
exactly,
70s.
Right. Before they changed over, whatever, and ripped him up and got the wood flooring. But, like, I remember him getting set for, like, probably his friends coming over for the night, putting on the record, this record on the record player with that orange carpet, and he just loved this music.
He loved Billy. Billy's favorite?
My God,
number one?
Yeah, I would think so.
Number one.
I told you, Roy Orbison.
Oh, it's Roy Orbison,
but Billy Joel, yeah, that was probably number one. But just hearing, it's crazy how music could do that, bring you right back to whatever, 1988.
This is, let's see, moving up then. Anthony's this prop?
This was Innocent Man?
This is Anthony. So this probably, moving out. That's probably 80?
What year was the Innocent Man album?
Innocent Man was a little bit later. Like, I think Innocent Man was closer to Stormfront.
That one, Stormfront later. Awesome. You have it, Boyle?
The Stranger, 77.
The Stranger, 77, okay.
That's song from that album. Okay, what about Innocent Man? Do you know when that album
was after.
Came?
That was definitely
83.
After. That Piano one, Man was before all
I'm
this.
I'm more familiar with Innocent Man.
Well, it's
Stormfront
funny.
Was like, to me, that felt like.
I like Stormfront.
No, but
Downeaster Alexis is one of my favorite. I think that that's one of his most underrated songs.
Yeah.
I love the ocean, and I think it's great.
I didn't mind that album.
Really?
But there's a couple songs on there I like.
I got you.
Yeah, not bad. But yeah. Innocent Man's probably my favorite album, if I could pick one from Billy Joel.
That's a great one. And before we get back to these draft calls, I have we both have a Billy connection, because I remember the first album that my dad ever brought home for me
was
Billy Joel, Glass Houses. And I used
now,
to.
What year?
That would have been 82. Just double check that. I want to say 82. Not 83. I think it was 82.
And it was a record he brought home?
It was actually a record.
Right.
And
you had your own record player?
I had a little record player that was by my bed at this point, and I used to have to play it really low because my room. It was 80. Wow. And this was an issue as I got older. My bedroom was literally right next to my parents.
Why was it an issue when you get older?
Well, coming home late. Yeah, I mean, things are sneaky. Yeah, things are happening.
I know.
And I used to get up so early on Saturday mornings, like, to get ready to watch, like, Scooby-Doo and Batman, the superheroes and stuff. And I remember I would play that record so low so I wouldn't wake them up. But, yeah, Billy's my all-time favorite. He's the best.
So before we get back to the calls on the draft here at 877-337-6666, a big game tonight, big game three in Philadelphia. And I was just telling you, BT, during the break, I can't even believe it, but my feel now, especially after talking about it with you for the last couple of days here, my feel now is I'm more excited tonight for the draft than I am for game three in Philadelphia. But I wanted to ask on top of that, well, we could talk about Brunson and get into specifics of what he needs to do tonight or really over the course of the next two games, because the Knicks have to win one of the next two games in my mind to really legitimize what they did in the first two games and take a hold on the series. Would you be, you've been more positive about the Knicks than I have, would you be concerned if they lose both games three and four coming back for game five?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be a little concerned, but the reason why, it's not arrogance, it's not being blind, it's a level of confidence about this Knicks team. To when it seemed like the world goes against them, Randall goes down, OG goes down, losing streak, maybe become a 7 or 8 seed. Remember that? That was actually in play for a little bit,
right,
when things were falling apart. And I just think that there's a few teams in the NBA with more talent in terms of top of the roster, but I think the Knicks' depth, and I think the Knicks' heart, and I think the Knicks' adaptability is what makes them special.
So,
even if they, to answer, if they do lose two straight,
right.
Hell, if they lost three straight, I'd still have confidence for them to come back and find a way to get it. Now, they might not,
right.
but they're not cracking.
Is there anything that can happen specifically? Brunson being shut down again, Josh Hart not, whatever it may be, Ananobi not looking, is there anything that could happen specifically outside of the results of the two games? Because if they come back 2-2, you're not concerned.
Well, I mean, I didn't say I wasn't a little concerned, right. but there's still the confidence that they would find a way to get it done, because that's who they are.
If they get smoked in the two games, does anything matter?
Well, I don't.
Or would anything change?
Outside of injury, obviously.
Yeah. Obviously, outside of injury. Does anything change your feel about the Knicks? Is there anything that could happen in these two games that could change your feel about this Knicks team in this series?
Yes, but it's not really in their control. And this is why I'm worried about tonight. I don't think the Knicks win tonight. I'm going to put it out there on the record. Right. I think they lose
tonight.
They're
underdogs, I think, anyway.
I went up to about 5.5, so the public's starting to,
by the way,
run
if they
a little
win,
towards Philly.
If they win, you put a fork in Philly.
If the Knicks win tonight, it's over. They don't have the heart and the stones to come back from 3-0. It's done. Put them in a casket at that point. But I think that my fear would be if the referees allow the Sixer defenders to continue to guard Brunson so physically aggressive. There's been some times they swallow the whistle. We debate, is Brunson a superstar? I think referees kind of have that internal conflict as well, because he doesn't get the benefit of the whistle like superstars do. So if they let him get knocked around, but they have a little bit of a quick whistle and don't allow the Knicks to then, show their physicality, that would change the dynamic, not just of tonight, but of the series. But I don't think that will happen for more than one game. So I still think the Knicks win the series. I feel good about it.
Could be a swing game, though, tonight in this series. The Knicks win. It's gravy, but, if you lose tonight, then all of a sudden game four is not really gravy. Now you really got to win that. And if you don't, it's, series back on
changes
for real.
Changes the entire profile. Yeah. I'll give you that. Now it's sweating time if that happens, but I still love them.
BT and Sal.
Love them to win.
BT and Sal on the fan. Let's get back to your calls on the draft. Russ is on Long Island. What's up, Russ?
Russ!
Hey guys. How are you? Nice to talk to you again.
What's up, Russ?
Hey, buddy.
Listen, based on the conversation that's been going on all morning long, and you want to talk about the New England not needing a quarterback right away, would you think it'd be out of character for the Giants to trade Daniel Jones to them for the third pick?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's going to take a lot more than that. I mean, I'm thinking it's taken at least two number ones. I think if they're going to do this, I think the Patriots would. I think the only way the Pats would make this trade is if they get three number ones back. But Daniel Jones does
three number ones. That's what it's going to take.
That's what I think it's going to take. Absolutely.
To move from six to three is going to take three number ones.
I'm not saying that you don't get maybe like a second back from the Pats or something, but there are going to be more, I believe, more than two number ones going back to the Pats, which is why if you're the Pats, you have to listen. If you're the Patriots, you want nothing to do with Daniel Jones, because the only team that should want Daniel Jones in a trade, and I do think he's more tradable than some people think. And I laid out the economics a little bit, whatever. I don't want to get back into it. He's not untradeable. You can incentivize somebody with a little cash to offset the contract, a little draft equity. You can make you can make a trade. But I think the only team that would want Daniel Jones, there's probably a few out there, a team that's a fringe playoff team that thinks that he could get them there. Daniel Jones not elevating the Pats to a playoff spot. And they know it.
Right.
So they don't want Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
It's a waste of time for them, is right.
Yeah, I'd be stunned if the Giants were able to trade Daniel Jones, period. Dennis is in Yonkers. What's up, Dennis?
Brandon, Sal, how are you guys?
Hey,
good.
What's up?
Well, I disagree with both of you, of course.
All right.
But let me get to this first. I heard it here, and I checked with my guys in San Francisco, because, I did work for KNBR for a long time, and with the baseball Giants. Giants inquiring about a Brandon Ayuk for a third-round pick. That would change things, huh?
You're starting to hear some rumblings that the Niners are, maybe a little bit more than moved, maybe flat-out compelled to trade Ayuk, which I don't really understand.
Would it change?
If the Giants get Brandon Ayuk, now they don't have to draft a receiver tonight.
Yeah, but I wouldn't take one anyway.
Well, no, I know, but they very well might. Just because you wouldn't doesn't mean that they... But if they take Ayuk, now they can go O-line if they don't love a quarterback. It changes a little bit, yeah.
To your point, Brendan, in my opinion, if Joe Shane trades up for a quarterback, he's being irresponsible, and he's doing it for his job. If he trades down, that makes sense. I have the Giants depth chart in front of me. It's pathetic. Sal, your premise that you can't take a tight end, I love Brock. If he's there at five and they take him or Joe Alt, but Brock Bowers, I would love that.
You love Brock Bowers at six for the Giants?
don't pigeonhole a player for with his position. A couple of years ago,
That is the most idiotic thing, Dennis, that I think I've ever heard you say. Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
You pigeonholer, you.
Well, let me ask you this. Would you like to have Quentin Nelson on your offensive line? Would you like to have Kyle Hamilton in defensive backfield?
Of course.
Yeah, those are guys.
Well, Nelson's a guard, and people said you can't draft a guard at six like the Colts did years ago. That's your point, right, Dennis?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not my philosophy. I said offensive lineman. So you can't get on me for somebody else's philosophy.
You said tight end. And I just don't – if you think that guy – if you perceive a guy as a great player, take him. And Brandon, if you're just getting him at 10 – you're
going to
love
him. I love him. You don't have to sell me. I love Bowers.
Oh, God.
Love him.
No, thank you. Thank you,
love
the poll, Dennis. Oh, I mean, that is just the most idiotic thing. Would you love him if you're the Giants at six?
That doesn't make much sense for the Giants.
That's what Dennis
but
is
the
talking
Giants,
about.
I know, but the Giants also don't have a straight-up number one receiver right now. The Jets do. There's differences there.
I know there's different circumstances. Also, one team's picking at six. The other team is picking at 10. I don't even like Bowers at 10. You're telling me you like him if the Giants, if you love a player, he's good. First of all, two things. I don't think Bowers is as good as everybody else thinks, but that's aside from the point. The bigger picture is, even if he's a stud, much like I said with Saquon Barkley, even if he is Jim Brown himself, you do not take a running back at number two. That was the thought. Then it has been proven to be even more legitimate. Now, I will say the same thing about a tight end. What makes Travis Kelce great is the value that the Chiefs got him at. Now, if you knew that he was going to be a Hall of Famer, would you take him at number five or number six? I still think it depends on where you are as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And Brock Bowers is not Travis Kelce.
But the Jets have a lot. I think that's one thing. We disagree on a lot with this Bowers stuff, but where the Jets are roster-wise is so much more advanced.
Right.
I know it sounds crazy because they haven't done anything in 15 years. Well, really, five decades.
Right.
I got it. But their roster is pretty good.
Right, but they have major holes.
Where?
Offensive.
Outside of offense. One on the O-line.
That's a major area of concern.
Where else? That's it.
Are we talking about right now? Are we talking about moving forward?
Right now.
Okay, but I'm also not drafting. You can't draft for right now.
I understand that.
Right, so they have a major issue with quarterback. Like, you could say take Bowers now because he's going to help the quarterback who might or might not be here beyond this year, who might or might not be healthy this year, who might or might not be productive this year.
But you make it seem like you're going to draft Bowers tonight for now, and then the moment that Rodgers retires, Bowers is going to hang him up himself.
Right, because
he's going to still be here.
Because if you didn't have Aaron Rodgers and you were picking number 10.
Do I have a quarterback?
Well, I mean, you're going to have a quarterback, just not maybe the quarterback.
Do I have Kellen Clemens? Do I have a young Chad Pennington? I don't know what I have.
Not a franchise.
I'd be okay with taking a tight end at 10 at that point.
And that's where we totally
disagree. We disagree.
Right.
Absolutely.
And just,
different philosophy.
Yeah, aside
mine's
from the,
right and yours is wrong.
Aside from the fact of what... Aside, my mother loves when you do that.
I know, that's right. Shout out to Mama Licata.
Aside from the fact that I don't think Bowers is the guy that I would take. Like, I don't even like taking a wide receiver that high, but I would be okay if the Jets took a wide receiver that high based on where they're at now, much more so than I would if they took Bowers. Michael is calling from Fairhaven. What's up, Michael?
Hey, what's up, guys? First-time caller. I think you guys are pretty hilarious the way you kind of just yell at each other for 4 hours. It's great. I wanted to call. This might be the first one you've gotten, but I'm going to offer a defense of Daniel Jones here because I think you guys are wrong.
Go ahead.
And here's why. So the quarterbacks that have come out of the state of Carolina in the last, I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
4 years going back to Trubisky have all been bad. And I understand Daniel Jones is from Duke.
Yeah.
But he has.
Please don't tell me that the high school football in South Carolina is not good. That's why their growth has been Trump. Please stop. We're not going here, are we?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
But what I'm saying is, if you look at the roster and where they are in the draft, if they have to move mountains to go get a kid like May, he's not a good enough prospect to do that. He's not like an Eli Manning
or a Roethlisberger. You don't know that.
I watched a couple games.
I understand that. But it doesn't mean that you're right, that your eyes can't betray you. Same with me.
Fair enough.
Okay.
And Michael, what I would ask on that to back up BT here, do you trust Joe Shane and Brian Daboll to make that decision?
Yes, because they're professionals. They know
No, but it's not even that, Michael, because sometimes they're wrong and we're right. It's not just that. It's that they're doing it for a reason. You're entitled to your opinion. You may be proven right. Other teams have gotten it wrong. Like, Joe Douglas is a professional, too, but he picked the biggest bust, arguably, of all time with Zach Wilson.
Well, Jamarcus Russell.
So you could be right, but you still in this spot. Like, we're not blindly trusting people who don't know what they're doing. It happens to be Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, who I would trust with a quarterback more specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I would say my last point.
Like, I didn't trust Gettleman taking Daniel Jones. Yeah, you know, I didn't like that coming out of Duke. Yeah. Daniel Jones at number six. But it was Gettleman. If Daboll made that pick, I'd be like, all right, well, Daboll knows what he's doing with the quarterback. Let's see what he's got.
I was at one sec there, Mike. I was at that draft. Yeah. I think I was telling Maresh, somebody earlier, whoever it was. Me and Teak had our feet up, knocking back a beer. We were actually in Tennessee the night that they drafted Daniel Jones. We were doing our old show there. I'm like, what the hell did your team just do? He's like, dude, yeah. I don't know. I don't like this one. Go ahead, Mike. So we kind of knew early.
Yeah, but the last point I would make, though, is that given what the roster that they have, like, Daniel Jones won a playoff game with, like, practice squad players. And this past year, he was sacked 20 times more than the second guy. And we just got the guy, Runyon Jr.
Yeah.
And the kid from the Raiders. So we've gone now from being a trash bag, subway turnstile offensive line to now probably being somewhere in the neighborhood of being okay.
Yep.
If you give him more than a second and a half to throw the ball, and now you, like, he doesn't need these crazy offensive weapons, so like, why not take a tackle and see what he can do again?
See,
I can't imagine.
That's my fear.
That Drake May would be better.
That's my fear.
Thanks,
Michael, and thank you for the call.
This tees you up to your exact point. Go ahead.
Yeah, that, and now he's comparing Drake May to Daniel Jones. Here's all I can say. I have no idea what Drake May is going to do in the NFL. Nobody does. We don't know. You could say that you love his tape. You could say you think he's going to be this or that or whatever. We got to trust the Giants to make the right decision. I know what Daniel Jones is. My fear is exactly what Michael is talking about, that if the Giants don't want to give up the boatload that it's going to take to move up to take Drake May, and they don't select a quarterback in the first round, more specifically, take a wide receiver at number six, it's going to be the Daniel Jones show again. And then what? We're going to be yelling about the same thing. It's been 6 years. I can't do it anymore. I can't do this. Hey, look, they got him an offensive line. Oh, he's got the wide receiver now. Like, it's going to be the same stuff. And then what's going to happen predictably, he'll stay healthy. They'll have some success like they did 2 years ago. And then it's going to be, hey, Jones is the guy. They just need another piece or two around him. And on we go.
Then he gets hurt again.
And even more alarming than, you know, our last caller or some fans who think that, BT, Joe Shane did leave the door open for that.
Yes, but I think he did so more out of respect and also not to indict himself. I mean, if you're Joe Shane, now no one's going to say this, but I'm doing this for effect. You ask me the question. I'm Joe Shane, you're whomever,
right,
from wherever,
right,
asking me about Daniel Jones. Go ahead.
What do you think of Joe? What do you think? I know he was banged up last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, what do you think of Daniel Jones as far as being your franchise quarterback?
Well, I think I'm an idiot for extending him. It was just horrendous business. He's not good enough. You know, the neck is jacked up. The knee is smashed in half. And he doesn't see things the way. No one's saying that. Especially when you embolden and empower him with an extension, which,
right,
granted, is fungible money. It's 160, if it's really much less than that. 4 years, 160, whatever. So he was never going to say anything scathing against Daniel Jones. All you'll need to do is watch tonight, see what the Giants do, and that will tell you all you need to know about how they really feel about Jones.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. John is in Bergen County, New Jersey. John, you want a quarterback?
Give me a few seconds. I have a couple of points. Big one is I'm going to the game tonight. Oh, yeah. I got my Rodgers jersey on.
I'm assuming you meant Knicks game, right?
Yeah, I think he means Knicks, yeah. But he's wearing the Rodgers jersey.
I'm going to see, but I got my Rodgers jersey on.
Right.
The draft tonight, you know. The Jets, their best draft. What was their best draft, do you think they ever had?
I don't know. Pick one.
A couple of years ago with Garrett Wilson, Sauce, and Brees.
How about Mangenius' draft?
Yeah, okay.
Wait, what? With Brick?
Yeah.
He picked two linemen.
All right, but what's the point?
John, come on.
Well, no, we're talking draft. So the Jets are a horror show, but the Giants, right? They're respectful at drafting. They take the best player. They don't love Daniel Jones. You know what they are?
Mm.
They're in bed with him. And you know what? Sex and love are two different things.
Yes, okay? They are, John. And thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Whew, that was a rough one.
You got a little bit of everything, Rodgers.
Yeah, but here's the difference with football.
Giants.
What game is he going to again? I still didn't get that.
Yeah, in football, though, is different from life. Like, yeah, love is great, but sex is. And in football, you want to be in love with somebody for a long-term relationship. There's no chance my wife is listening. Although she is out of the house.
There might be a chance of mine. Not only my wife, also my in-laws who are in. So, you know, generally, I have a little fun with you, but let's keep this one moving. Jeez, I go home, the doors are locked. Well, my stuff, my golf clubs are in the street.
God, that may have been, and we do thank him for the call.
Yes.
That may have been one of the more outlandish, all-over-the-place calls we've received.
And I bet you the guy's a pretty interesting conversationalist. He just didn't settle on one point, but he had 3, 4, 5 things racing through his mind.
Yeah, and I do get it. It's tough. You're calling. You got to make your point quick. It could be intimidating. You're not used to it. You know, we do this every day, obviously, so it's our thing where we're comfortable. You're calling. You try to make your point. You want to get to it. And it just, he went all over the place.
He did.
It somehow ended up with sex and being in bed and, oh, my God.
Little Knicks, little
BT
Giants.
BT and Sal, I still don't know
Rogers.
What game he's going to.
Yeah.
877-337-6666. We'll get back to the calls here in a second. Boyle brought up an interesting thought.
Patty B.
Any chance, now I would say unequivocally no, any chance the Jets trade the number 10 pick for T. Higgins?
Okay, T. Higgins has requested a trade multiple times.
We love the idea of T. Higgins to the Jets earlier in the offseason.
I don't love it because I don't think you have... 10 is too rich for that kind of a trade. And by the way, well, if they really want to add to their receiving room, which they very well appear motivated to do, whether it's tight end a pass catcher, I should say, or receiver, you just draft one.
Right.
And he's on a rookie salary rather than trading number 10 or whatever it requires to get him and then having to give him a contract.
Right.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, I love T. Higgins. The 10th is... Now, could you trade down and get some other picks that you then could in turn... trade.
That's different.
You know, so let's say the Jets trade down. And again, I don't know exactly what they would get, but let's say a second round pick, you know, maybe a third round pick. You trade down 5, 6 spots, you're going to get good value back.
Mm-hmm.
You could then take a lineman or even your tight end if you want and maybe trade another one of those picks.
Yeah, that's possible.
For T. Higgins.
But you'd have to go from like 10 to, I don't think 10 to 13 or 14 is going to cut it. First of all, Bowers would be long gone if it's past that. But it would have to be more like 10 to 20. 10 to low 20s, maybe you could justify that. I mean, if that's the case, you got to call the Niners about Brandon Ayuk as well.
Yeah. And by the way, we didn't even get into that with Dennis, who called about Ayuk before. I would love that idea if I'm the Giants, trading for Brandon Ayuk, but it also would mean not drafting a rookie wide receiver with number 6. Whether you trade down, get more picks, use some of those picks to trade for Ayuk, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to getting a wide receiver as long as it's in addition to other things. There's no way I would accept the Giants drafting at number 6 a wide receiver.
This is where we disagree. Because to me, for the Giants to make a big splash trade for a wide receiver and then have to almost immediately pay that player... They're not there as a franchise. To me, that's building a team the wrong way.
Right, but why draft one then with number 6?
Well, because then he's a part of the emerging culture and core and offense. I could see that. Listen, I think they're gonna do everything in their power to get Drake May tonight. I don't think they're drafting McCarthy. I do think they're trying to draft Drake May. If they don't draft Drake May and they sit at 6, I think they could drop back. Maybe the Vikings, whatever. But I think there's a real chance they take a receiver if they can't. And I would be okay with that.
That would be. And now Giant fans could try to spin it any which way they want. And they'd be happy that it's not McCarthy. They think the majority of Giant fans just don't want J.J. McCarthy.
It seems like the overwhelming majority.
Right. So as long as it's not him, they'd be okay with it. That would be a disaster. Anything but.
But it wouldn't be a disaster if he's a stud.
But we're not going to know that for years. And even so, it would be. Like, good luck having him be a stud with nothing else, with no quarterback and the offensive line that's subpar at best. To me, it's just you don't build a team that way. I would hate that if they had that pick. Anything less, you said the Giants could do everything within their power to get Drake May.
That's what I believe.
Well, then they should get him because they have the power to do it. It's just a matter of if they're willing to do it. Anything less than that, anything less than hearing tonight the Giants have moved up to the number third pick overall is probably going to be a disappointment.
Probably, unless something wacky happens, and this is really wacky, like the Commanders flinch and they pivot. Mm. Oh, Jaden Daniels didn't like the fact that there were other people on his Commander's visit or his, whatever is, I guess, the visit. I don't think they'll pivot, but say if they take McCarthy at two and then the Patriots have an option of May and Jaden Daniels, and then the Giants wouldn't have to trade with the Patriots if they like both of those players because they could get one. But they'd have to probably trade with Arizona because the Vikings would probably jump in to try to get the extra guy. Like, tonight is really going to be unpredictably nuts. It's going to be fun.
Evan is calling from Manhattan. What's up, Evan?
How you doing, guys?
Yep.
I'm pumped up, man. Giants draft. Huge Knicks fan, but all I got on my mind is this draft tonight. So just one comment before I'd like to say what I'd like to see happen. Regarding the Daniel Jones thing, and before you hop on me, I want an upgraded quarterback, yes. But regardless of if a miracle happens and May drops to six or they take McCarthy, which I think would be a disaster, Daniel Jones is starting, game one of the season. Who knows? May falls in their laps. He outplays the hell out of him. But I think Daniel Jones is going to be a starter. I'm curious to see him with a better line. And, not paper mache line, not getting hit 95 times.
Let me ask you a question here. One second.
I want an upgrade.
I got you. Yeah. But I have a question for you. Those who think, and maybe you're right, those who think Daniel Jones could be a lot better with better offensive line play, you say that about most quarterbacks, so it's not some crazy leap of faith. But I actually think part of Daniel Jones' problem is that he doesn't process quickly, and some of the sacks are his fault.
There's no doubt about that. But you got a guy who runs crazy, one of the best running quarterbacks in the league, and his instincts. He's not a $40 million quarterback. I've talked to you guys directly about that before.
Yep.
But he's also not trash. But anyway, on the draft.
But he is a $40 million quarterback because that's what they're paying him.
Well, I want his agent.
Yeah.
But. The bottom line, way too. As far as the draft tonight,
get a simulcast for once.
Yeah, exactly. As far as the draft tonight, unless Drake May drops to six, which I can't see happening, I think they see how things pan out 1 through 5, and they absolutely drop down and get more draft capital if McCarthy's still there. And
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Some of these teams, I'm enamored with them. The Vikings try to get 11 and 23. I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, and thank you for the call, Evan, and good luck to your Giants tonight. I would be happy with a few scenarios, BT. Giants trading up for May, Giants standing pat at 6 and taking McCarthy, or the Giants trading down and getting more picks and taking whoever they want with a later first-round pick. Those three I'm okay with.
I'm good with all those. The one thing that I would add is that I'm much more okay with them taking the best receiver at 6.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's one.
That's probably third or fourth of the, like in terms of the order of the things that we just hit. But it's definitely in play for me, and I think it's really in play
for
them.
So we agree that two things that would drive me nuts. Trade up for McCarthy. No.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that at all.
That's one I don't want.
At all.
Number two, I don't want a wide receiver at number six.
I'm cool with that. Yeah. I'm definitely.
Let's get one more in here. Ed is in Manhattan. What's up, Ed?
BTS Sal, you guys are great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
Hey, man. Look, man, I love you. I love both of you guys, DT. I love you a lot. I'm a Jet fan, too. You know, the pain, suffering. You know what I mean? I share that with you.
Well.
But let me tell you something, man. I got to tell you, I'm with Sal. I'm with Sal when he's talking about the Jets. I got to tell you, brother.
Okay.
Because I still have nightmares about Johnny Mitchell and Kyle Brady, all right? So, you know, Brock Bowers on the board. You know what? He may be a stud, but if he comes to the Jets, I don't think so, man. You know? I just don't think it's going to happen.
Eddie, I got a question for you, Eddie. Hold on, question for you. Are you married?
I am not.
Oh, you're not. Okay. Do you have any intentions of ever getting married? Maybe.
Sure. Sure.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever been broken up with? Either you broke up with her or him or vice whatever.
Sure. Sure.
Okay.
Sure,
okay. So if that's the case, like, why would you ever want to get married? Because it didn't work out. So what you're saying is because Johnny Mitchell and Kyle Brady didn't work out, that the Jets are never trying to get another tight end.
Dustin Keller.
Yeah, I know. I agree with BT, though, Eddie, just because it hasn't worked out in the past for the Jets doesn't mean it could work out again.
I get that, but it's just too much history, man. I don't know, man. I just don't want to take that shot. I'd rather take a shot at the offensive lineman.
Well, that's not working out either.
Yeah, well. Right.
Wait a minute. Hold on. That did work out. Brickishaw and
Mangold. Becton.
Okay. You're right. But I think the offensive lineman is a better probability than the tight end. Moses Malone is old. Tyrone Smith gets hurt. All right. Barry Tucker gets hurt.
It's hurt.
I want someone there who can play. All
I
right,
got
dude?
Eddie. I respect
pencil in a guy. Lock in a guy for the next 10 to 15 years,
up.
Eddie. And thank
I
you for the
it.
Call. Look at that passion
call,
from
Eddie. That was money.
Good job, Eddie. We appreciate you checking in.
Yep, yeah, that's a good call.
I agree and disagree. I would not let anything that happened in the past impact that. I just have a philosophy that I would never take a tight end that high. And you never say never, like maybe the unique circumstance we talked about. Let's say the Jets were a playoff team a year ago and literally loaded everywhere else, and they thought tight end was the missing piece. They just happened to be in a fluke spot where they're picking high in the draft. You take the tight end. Yep. Fine. That's not the case. I think they think they're loaded up. They are not loaded up enough. And also, I'm looking beyond just this year or next year. To me, the better pick, the smarter pick, not only the safer pick, the smarter pick would be to get an offensive line. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan. Big day, NFL draft. You know, just out in the newsroom, BT, I saw Marash out there. He's got, looks like he's going to a Giants game. He's got his Giants jersey on. He's
That's
sucking
dumb.
Down the Rangers Dunkin' Donuts that they sent. He's got jelly dripping all over his face.
Yeah.
Going to mess up that beautiful white Eli jersey. But everybody's fired up. Giants, Jets tonight, once again. And it feels different. Remember, we did the show a couple years ago. We talked about that live from the sports book of the Meadowlands.
Yep.
And it was a big draft for both the Jets and Giants. It feels different this time because of where the franchises are at. It's not both total ineptitude. It's Shane and Dable now legitimate with their standing here, needing to get a franchise quarterback to hopefully change things moving forward. And with the Jets, Rodgers here, a lot of pieces already in place, looking to solidify a roster that should be contending at the very least for a playoff spot.
This is a big one, dude. I mean, I don't think that... I don't think that the Jets, let me attack one by one real fast. Okay. I don't think that the Jets can do anything tonight that really sacrifices the future. Like, even if the Jets whiff tonight, and it's going to be hard to whiff because they're going to have access to Bowers, a top tight end, the ability to trade down for a team trying to get a quarterback so you get extra stuff. Like, the Jets almost can't mess this up.
They're in a good spot.
Almost. Whereas with the Giants, and I do think the Jets will be a playoff. If Rodgers stays healthy, they're going to be a playoff team. That's what I think, all right? The Giants could take a massive swing and, you know, just hammer one 500 feet, or they can set themselves back 5, 7, 8, 9 years.
But what would you rather them do? Because I'm all for a massive swing.
I want to see them take the massive swing, but I want to see them connect.
No, you want to be like Soto. You want to take the pitch if it's outside the zone.
Yeah,
want to expand.
What, and hand it off to the seventh? Yeah, the guy who's drafting seventh to let them have the good pick?
I want to expand the zone for this one and try to hit one out of the park.
Yeah.
I'm driving in the runs if I'm Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. Here's the other thought, BT. You don't know. You hope to never be picking in this spot again.
That's another thought that I'm not incorporating as much. You're right. I remember saying that a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. You're right. So the prevailing thought is if you're a well-run franchise and you're not, you know, inside the top five or six in the Giants' case this year, very often you have to take your swing now because you won't have access to a quarterback theoretically for another 10 years and if you do things right.
You mentioned this last week or even earlier this week where the draft class, I guess, next year, and we don't know. It's way too early.
I don't like it at all. The kid from Miami,
now we don't
Indiana.
Know. It's way early, but the reports are like it's not going to be to the level it is now.
No.
Which means if you have the chance to do it, and according to some of the reports out there, the Patriots would be willing to trade their third pick overall if they got a massive haul, then you know what? Time for the Giants to sack up here and go make that pick. Go trade for the New England Patriots number three pick and go get your quarterback.
Here's my encapsulation. I just tweeted this if you guys want to check it out, right? So, Jets, Bowers or top available wide receiver at 10, or trade down and still possibly get Bowers or a wide receiver, but address O-line with added draft equity acquired by moving down in round two.
Okay.
That's the Jets. That was a little wordy, but you can check it out. Giants shorter. Move up in draft May, sit at 6 and take McCarthy or a top wide receiver, or trade down and snag Penix.
With all your things, I'm good for each team except for one in each.
Bowers.
I don't want Bowers at 10, and I don't want the wide receiver for the Giants at 6.
You don't.
But there are plenty of other options that I'd be thrilled about tonight. Hoff, you have something that you want to add?
Well, just because I'm just... What's the one move that you'd... I think you tight end-wise, Jet, you want the tight end, you want Bowers, if all things are said and done, right? But what about the Giants? Like, there's a lot of options if you really want a quarterback. Which quarterback is the one that you...
Drake May.
That's it.
That's the guy that they need to walk away with tonight. Yep.
See, I'm okay if they get McCarthy at 6. Now, I'm less okay with that.
Much less okay with that. Like, tomorrow, if that happens, I'll
be like, he has the potential to be a big bust. And based on a lot of the stuff that we're hearing, so do I. But I trust wholeheartedly Shane and Daboll with the quarterback. Not if they take a wide receiver at 6. That, to me, is stupid. I don't care who's doing it. I just wouldn't do that if I'm the Giants. I think that that's dumb. But if they think McCarthy is worthy of the 6th pick, I'm fine with that. I don't like a wide receiver there, and I don't like trading up for McCarthy, even if it's just 2 spots.
Yeah.
Trade up for May. That's the guy you love. Go on to get him. Or sit back and get McCarthy, a guy that you like, at number 6.
Push comes to shove, though. If you had to choose one, which would be the...
I think trading up because it seems like they like May.
I think he's
more.
Asking for name. So May. So yeah. May is the guy for both. May's definitely the guy for me for the Giants. Okay. May for you? I know you like McCarthy more than me, but May is the guy. The clear guy.
Yeah, you're asking my opinion or what, like, I want them to...
He's asking
you.
Yeah,
I'm asking for your opinion.
You're not like, answering, so I'm now asking
but
you.
But I'm confused. You're like, who do I think is going to be the best quarterback in the draft?
Target that the Giants need to get?
At the end of the day, when tomorrow we come here, sitting here, 10 o'clock in the morning, who would you have preferred? Who do you want to see picked by the Giants?
I think they should trade up to number 3 and get Drake May.
So we're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
That to me is the... And again, I'm not sold that he's going to be a stud.
Yeah.
But based on all the information, based on some of the stuff, knowing how they've at least inquired to trade up, I think that they like May a lot better than they do McCarthy. So McCarthy would almost feel like settling at number 6, which means I'd rather be more aggressive and give up more and go get the guy that you want.
But
Jaden Daniels probably be my top pick in the draft.
I like him.
But you have no chance to get him. So it's not just who I think is going to be the best quarterback.
Unless the Commanders take Drake May.
And by the way, I'd even be more okay with trading down and taking Penix
uh-huh.
in a certain scenario.
Boomer, listen.
Yeah.
I mean, I told you, I watched Penix at Indiana. Yeah. I mean, going back years. Before he went to Northwestern.
He's
I mean, before he went to
Washington,
pardon me.
I don't love the way he throws the football necessarily. Yeah. Some, you know.
Boomer loves him.
Yeah.
And I like, independent, I'm not saying I love him because Boomer loves him. Boomer knows more football. He forgot more football than this entire show will ever know combined. He does. Come on.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Definitely has forgotten a lot of football, that's for sure.
He does. So,
what time we break in here, boy?
Whatever we want. So, begrudgingly. Okay,
no more calls, sorry.
Begrudgingly, you will admit that Boomer knows
course,
a little
I'm
bit.
Just joking.
I know, of course
yeah,
you are.
But still, like.
And he loves him.
But to our point before, like, Joe Douglas and Joe Shane also know more, but they've also botched draft picks.
Yeah, but Boomer played. It's a little different. And he's a lefty.
So what?
And he's a left. What do you mean, so what? He's a lefty quarterback.
Would he take?
Granted, he played when the forward pass was barely invented. But
well, then what would his order? I haven't heard him.
I don't know that they got into order. He's been talking about Penix for a while, and I've been watching Penix for a while, and I like him.
What do you think of Zach Wilson when he first came out?
I don't remember his take. Yeah. I honestly don't. I don't.
And we're going to go back and keep receipts on everybody. It's not going to be pretty. I guarantee that.
If they keep receipts on everybody, yeah. I don't think everybody has a job. Here's what I know. We're all out.
Here's what I know. Boomer could play.
As an
MVP in the NFL, I know he could play.
Yeah.
Now, but just because you could play,
yeah.
Look at Michael Jordan running the Charlotte basketball team.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Doesn't mean that you're going to be able to know talent.
But don't you think that generally ballers can identify ballers? Generally more so than non-ballers like you?
Put it this way. I do feel better about taking Penix or liking Penix, that he would have somebody like Boomer backing him up.
That's what I'm saying. It's not changing my mind. I always kind of felt that way. No. I'm like, all right, Boomer likes him as much as I do. Maybe I'm onto something. It's like that kind of thing.
It does validate a little bit when somebody with his acumen, of course, says it. But there's no guarantees. You know, people could dismiss and overlook all these guys in the draft, and all of a sudden you get somebody that has a late first round or third round pick, and he comes out. Or Tom Brady. Yeah. Or Brock Purdy.
Screw Tom Brady. Yeah. Final score, Knicks game tonight. Final score, go.
You don't want to hear this.
I know. It's probably going to be in line with me. Final score.
I think the Knicks lose 112-99.
I got them more in the 105-97 vicinity. I don't think they win tonight. Yeah, I think they lose tonight, and I think they come back and win tonight, but I do think they lose tonight.
Brunson,
and I hope I'm wrong.
Brunson's got to break out one of these two games, and the Knicks will be fine. All right, we'll be back tomorrow to recap it all. Knicks game 3 in Philadelphia, and of course, the NFL draft. Good luck to both the Jets and the Giants. Thanks to Pat Boyle. Thanks to Hoff. As always, thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. See you again tomorrow, 10 a.m. Evan and Tiki are next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.